As late as 1980, it becomes world news that a woman is democratically elected a president. I got cuttings from all over the world with the headlines. Woman elected president in Iceland.
Icelandic President Vigdis Finnbogadottir is the world's only democratically elected female head of state. She governs a country of only 230,000 people with one of the highest per capita incomes in Europe. President Vigdis, as she's known in her country, arrived in Washington earlier this week for the opening of a festival called Scandinavia Today. She says it should not be surprising that the Icelandic voters would place their confidence in a woman.
We have had very strong ladies that have been politically elected as head of their parties and become prime ministers as Indira Gandhi, Golda Meir, Margaret Thatcher. But that a woman should be elected by the whole people, her people, or a nation, that seemed to be surprising half the world.
It might have been more surprising if the world had learned at the time, or had realized at the time, that the director of a theater company was elected president of Iceland. That's a very unusual job transition, I think we would say.
Well, I don't know of any department in any university where you can be trained to become a president. So how are you to prepare for that if you are not politically elected and are not going to be a political president? As a matter of fact, I think that the theater, or my theater experience, has been extremely useful for me in this office, because you know the theater literature covers the whole scale of the human feelings, all kinds of situation that a human being can be in. So after you have been in the theater for as many years as I have been, studying the theater, studying plays, that after that there's very little that surprises me when it comes to the human being.
I take it people came to you and said, would you like to be the president of Iceland, when you were in your job at the theater company? How did you react when they first suggested this?
My first reaction was that I was surprised, because I was, just as the rest of the world, thinking, why a woman? Why me? We have this tradition that usually there are men doing these jobs, and usually for a presidency there's a couple. And I'm a single woman, and I was quite surprised that they didn't think of that. They only thought of the person. And apparently my people saw something in me that they thought could be good as a president.
There must be moments when you feel, given the nature of your functions, it's a largely ceremonial job, I believe.
In this sense, the president is to be a kind of a symbol of unity of the nation, talking about what it is that unites us. But of course, I have to mention that at certain times when there are political crises as forming a government, the president steps in according to the constitution to help the parties to form a new government.
When you describe this, you sound as if you perform the same role as a monarch does in some other countries. And I wonder,
yes,
if sometimes you don't feel as if you've been elected queen of Iceland.
Oh, no. I'm too close to my people to feel like that.
How do you stay close to the people? What do you do to...
I go out in the country and meet them and shake hands with everybody, meet everybody. And we have a wonderful time together, because they want to see their president now and then. And it is psychologically good for the people to know that the president knows how they live.
Vigdis Finnbogadottir is the president of Iceland.